FSC Q&A. Woo! Has reading a script for FSC or similar medium ever turned you on to a fetish that you either didn't know existed or thought you didn't like? I'd say the closest thing that I have with that is I always used to have this huge issue with daddy. I didn't think, like, how do I put this? I know I sound cute and young, but my personal preference tends to veer a little bit towards, like, mommydom and femdom. I'm okay with, like, being in the little role, but I didn't like calling guys daddy. I've got a positive relationship with my father, and so calling some other guy daddy didn't, like, jive well with me. And it's not like it's something that I really want to do quite yet. Like, it's not something that super turns me on, but it's definitely something that doesn't turn me off like it used to, so I think that kind of counts. And I've definitely gotten to the point where I can, like, stay pretty hot and horny while seeing daddy, so I think that counts. I'm sure it'll be just a little bit longer before I can get super into it, too. It doesn't, like, seeing daddy in a sexual context doesn't even feel like the same word as, like, calling a real father figure daddy to me anymore. I don't know. It's hard to describe. I'm sure other performers would totally understand it, in that sort of way. It's hard to describe, though. It feels like a totally different word now. Yeah. Is it easier or harder to read a script that involves a fetish I enjoy? I think it's easier if it's got something that I really enjoy in it. Because if it's got something that I really enjoy in it, like, it's a little bit harder because, like, I want to touch myself a little bit more when I do the script, which makes it harder because then I have to, like, not fumble the mic around. And I'm not very graceful, so that's a little difficult for me. But for the most part, I think it makes it a little bit easier because if I just sort of, like, bounce up and down, I can, like, start to really get a feel for it. And if it's something that I'm into, then I can, like, pace the bouncing up and down a little bit more. And I feel like that helps make the script sound, I don't know if better is the right word, but more accurate, I guess? I don't know. Have I ever regretted reading a script? So far not yet, I don't think. I haven't produced anything that afterwards I was like, I shouldn't have done that. Not yet. Yeah, not yet, so I guess we'll see. Is there a fetish I wish I had, but currently just am not into? Not really. I mean, I don't think that there's a point to wishing you had a fetish that you just weren't into. I mean, if it brings you joy, it should bring you joy. You shouldn't regret what you're into or wish that you were into other things, you know? Like, that doesn't make any sense. That seems really silly. You shouldn't wish you were into different things than you are. You should just enjoy what you are into. The whole point of a fetish is for it to bring you pleasure. Never let it make you feel bad. That's just silly. And that's all the questions that I can find right here. Woo!